And now, escaping Cuba. On the island, people know ballet dancers the way they know baseball players and boxers. And in Cuba, the national team is Alicia Alonso's world-renowned ballet company. But increasingly, Cuban dancers are finding a new life in the U.S., leaving for artistic, political, or financial reasons. But as reporter Erica Barris explains, one ballet dancer left for love.
It's early on a sunny summer morning, and Damian Martinez Coro is leading a group of young ballerinas through a rigorous routine. As he moves through the studio, he keeps time while adjusting the girls' forms. The suburban Pittsburgh Dance School is far from Damian's hometown of Matanzas, Cuba. When dancers from the Cuban National Ballet leave or defect, they usually cite economic or creative reasons. They say they want to earn more than $20 a month, or they want to dance different repertoires. But Damian left for a different reason.
But then my girlfriend at that point, she left the country, and then I tried to get over her, but I couldn't. So I found people that helped me to escape the country, and it was an easy decision. It was a very, very tough decision because I loved ballet, I loved the company, and I really thought that I was gonna do great on it. But then I decided to, you know, follow love instead.
Damian and his girlfriend Cynthia Castillo met as teenagers at the prestigious National Ballet School in Havana.
He was like, he and his brother, they were like the popular two guys of the school. Like, they had girlfriends weekly, a different one. And I was like a little popular too. And when we started, like, everybody was like, oh my gosh, they won't last a week.
They lasted longer than a week. But then, at age 18, Cynthia got a visa and moved to Miami, leaving a lovelorn Damian behind.
I met these guys from her neighborhood that were thinking about building a boat. And I asked them if I could, you know, jump in.
I sent the money for him, my only $400, the only ones I had in my bank.
The boat was built in secret. It was made of wood, irrigation pipes, and a car engine. The trip isn't safe on homemade boats. People die on the journey. But if they make it, Cubans are given asylum in the United States. If they don't, there are repercussions for those who attempt to leave the communist country and fail. As soon as Damian and his friends took to the water, they realized there was a leak in the boat, and the ocean was rough.
Because I thought every wave was going to be the last wave we'll see. It was really bad. At some point, I was like, please, somebody come and get us. I didn't care if it was the Coast Guard. I didn't care who was, but somebody come and get us.
And at that point, I'm like, oh my gosh, why did I do this? But then Damian came and everything changed. Like, that was the greatest thing that happened ever for me.
The group landed on an uninhabited key off of South Florida. Several days later, they were rescued.
So that day redefined hope for me. Like, once you think everything is messed up and you can go no more and that's going to be the last wave, well, chances are you're going to have another wave and another one until you make it all the way to the end. And that's what we did. It really redefined everything I knew about hope.
Once the couple was together, they faced different obstacles. They needed to work. Cynthia and Damian had been trained at the elite National Ballet School in Cuba. They expected to easily land dancing jobs.
I thought it was going to be the big job. I mean, for God's sakes, I thought it was so good. And then, like, I thought everybody was going to, like, beg me to dance with them.
Like, you think you're going to come here, be principal dancer in Houston, Boston, everywhere. And it's not that simple or easy.
They got jobs at a supermarket. Damian as a butcher, Cynthia in the bakery, and they took English classes at night. Eventually, they landed with a small company in South Carolina and then with the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater, where they danced for a season. Now, they both occasionally perform and regularly teach at studios. For the most part, dancers who leave Cuba find work. Last year, a group defected while on tour in Mexico. Within 6 months, they'd all landed with companies. There are Cubans in the top-tier companies, such as the Boston Ballet and the American Ballet Theater, and they're in the smaller ones, too. Six in the Cincinnati Ballet, for example. Judy Ray Tubbs is a resident choreographer at Laurel Ballet Theater in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. She's worked with Cynthia and Damian, whom she adores, and says the technique and dedication of Cuban dancers is exceptional. In insular Cuba, though, they're rarely exposed to outside dance or modern ballet.
It's kind of one of those catch-22 things for Cuba. I think that they teach these young people to be ambitious, to be self-disciplined, be hardworking, and then they have them in an environment where that ambition can't be fully realized, where that hard work can't really pay off. So then they go searching for another environment where all those things they were taught through this regimen can be fulfilled, and it's not Cuba. Unfortunately for Cuba, it's not Cuba.
Just last year, Damian helped his twin brother, David, move to Orlando. Because Damian is now a citizen, he was able to use the family reunification policy. David had been with the Cuban National Ballet for 8 years. Damian said he initially tried to talk his brother out of moving to the U.S.
Me and I said, like, David, I have a very good life. I'm very happy. I love this country. But you have a living that you don't appreciate in Cuba if you're thinking that you're going to have a better one here. What is a better life? A car? A house? I mean, what's a better life? You're doing what you like in Cuba. You're with your wife. You have a house. You're with your son. How is that any better than, I mean, how can you ask for better?
Damian and Cynthia have settled into their lives in Pittsburgh. They still struggle with some things. Damian still instinctively wants to kiss people on the cheek when he first meets them. The winters are cold, and they miss things they never thought they'd miss, like having ration books and the camaraderie at the store when food arrived.
The oil, the cooking oil came in, all because the fries came in. Hey, the fries
That's
came
so
in,
funny.
And
they said, I remember
this
that
one bodega recall.
Oh,
so
the chicken in the meat department.
Now in their late 20s, they're getting old for dancers. In Cuba, there isn't much opportunity once a dancer's career is over. But for them here, there is. The couple is opening their own dance studio.
You can come in.
Yeah, the other day I was like staring at the building, like, taking a moment down and said, like, my goodness, this is our place. This is only in America, only in US, that, you know.
That's true, yeah.
This is the country of opportunities, you know. That's good that the American dream is still alive, you know, for like two guys that are coming from Cuba.
They still keep up with their old classmates and teachers. Nearly all of them are working in Europe, Latin America, or across the US, forming a diaspora of Cuban dancers around the world. For Latino USA, I'm Erica Barris in Pittsburgh.